Monday, July 24th, is one of 2 days marking, well, marking a dangerous time in the Virgin Islands. It's the official start of the hurricane season. Now, meteorologists will tell you that hurricane season starts promptly on June 1st. So far this year, there hasn't been anything major, a few tropical depressions off the coast of Mexico, but it's still early, which is why July 24th is a big day in the Virgin Islands. Here to tell us more about it is our very own Michelle Colas with this week's Culture Watch. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Rudy.
So hurricanes as cultural events?
Well, if you lived in the Virgin Islands or anywhere in the Caribbean, really, you'd think so. Like you said, hurricane season does officially start in June, but it doesn't really get going until later in the summer and the fall, which is why the fourth Monday of every July is an official holiday, Hurricane Supplication Day.
Supplication Day as in prayer?
That's right. The whole island takes the day off to go to church and pray for mercy during the coming storms. Basically, they're asking not to be slammed by a hurricane. Or, if it has to happen, the backup is a prayer that the hurricane isn't too devastating. Now, hurricane season lasts until the end of October, when the locals observe their Thanksgiving, which is another holiday to be thankful the islands made it through another year.
I hadn't heard of either holiday. Does anyone really think this works?
Well, depends on who you ask. This year is supposed to be pretty brutal. Predictions say hurricanes will be stronger and more often. But Hurricane Supplication Day is more about keeping spirits up. Nobody wants a storm to strike, but if one does, it helps to be in a good frame of mind.
Does the holiday entail anything else?
It's pretty low-key. For tourists to get involved, and given the stakes, it's not a bad idea, you can go to any church or gathering of locals. You know, it's the islands, and everyone's pretty friendly. And the more the merrier, and the stronger the prayer.
Sounds like an easy way to get a glimpse into the local culture, too.
It is, and that's why it's this week's Culture Watch.